I'm Dan Friedell.
This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The U.S. built pier in Gaza has been repaired and reconnected. That's according to American military officials on Friday. AP correspondent Shelley Adler tells us more.
The U.S. military-built pier designed to carry badly needed aid into Gaza by boat has been reattached to the beach after a section broke apart in storms and rough seas. That announcement made by Vice Admiral Brad Cooper, who's deputy commander of U.S. Central Command.
We expect to resume delivery of humanitarian assistance from the sea in the coming days.
Cooper says the goal is to get 1 million pounds of food and other supplies moving through the pier into Gaza every 2 days. The pier was only operational for a week before the storm tore it apart. I'm Shelley Adler.
The UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres will tell the Security Council next week that both Israel and Hamas are violating children's rights and leaving them exposed to danger in their war to eliminate each other. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
The UN Secretary General is criticizing both sides of the Israel-Hamas war when it comes to violating the rights of children in armed conflict. A UN spokesman says Secretary General Antonio Guterres called Israel's ambassador to deliver the news Israel would be listed as one of three parties engaged in killing and maiming children. Israeli Ambassador Gilad Erdan reacted with outrage, saying of Guterres, shame on him. The Palestinian UN ambassador says adding Israel to the so-called list of shame will not bring back children who were killed. I'm Jackie Quinn.
More at VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. A flurry of recent attacks in Iraq, apparently orchestrated by supporters of Iran-backed anti-American militias, reflect surging anger against the United States, Israel's top ally, over the war in Gaza. Soon after the conflict erupted, Iran-backed militias launched dozens of attacks on bases housing U.S. troops in Iraq and eastern Syria. Those attacks stopped in February, but only after a series of retaliatory U.S. strikes following a drone hit on a base in Jordan. U.S. President Joe Biden and Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky met Friday in France while attending ceremonies marking the 80th anniversary of the D-Day landings. Biden told Zelensky he apologized to the Ukrainian people for the weeks of not knowing if more assistance would come while Congress waited 6 months before sending him military aid package. AP correspondent Sagar Magani reporting.
I apologize for the those weeks of not knowing what's going to happen in terms of funding.
The president assured Volodymyr Zelensky more aid will flow and the U.S. will stand with Ukraine.
We're still in completely, thoroughly.
As Ukraine tries to fight off an intense Russian push in the east, Zelensky says American backing is vital.
Like it was during World War II, how the United States helped to save human lives, to save Europe, and we count on your continuing support.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
Your day, March 21st of 2003.
That was Tyler Thompson, one of three Americans accused of involvement in last month's coup attempt in Congo, led by little-known opposition figure Christian Malanga, in which six people were killed. A military trial began in the capital on Friday for 51 suspects. The defendants face a number of charges, many punishable by death. The charges include terrorism, murder, and criminal association. Mexico's outgoing president has pledged to press ahead with judicial reforms despite nervousness among investors and suggestion from his own hand-picked successor that he should wait. President Andrés Manuel López Obrador said he would pursue 20 constitutional changes after his Morena party won a two-thirds majority in Congress in Sunday's elections. Those same elections ensure Morena's candidate, Claudia Sheinbaum, will be the next president. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.